A Man in a Mare's World, Chapter 2, Part 2.
I believe now you'll be able to find your party equipment.
He turned to Pinky, then jumped away immediately as she tried to jump at him for a hug.
Hey, whoa!
She jumped after him, chasing him through the rooftops before the two of them got back onto the ground. Pinky kept running after him, arms reaching for him as he kept jumping away.
Your appreciation is not necessary!
Come back, I want to hug you!
Scorn just jumped away again, this time backflipping over the crowd as Pinky ran through them.
Scorn, wait, it's just a hug! Please stop running from affection!
Didn't ask for it, don't need it, you're welcome, go fuck yourself!
He turned and accelerated, leaving the tailing Pinky in the dust as he retreated from Ponyville, rushing back into the Everfree and towards Zecora's hut. As he was coming to a screeching halt, Zecora was outside collecting the last of her plants for a brew. She jumped and screamed as Scorn zipped past her, putting a hand on her chest as she watched him stop at a tree.
Goodness me, what a fright! What has caused you such a plight?
Scorn grunted as he flicked the remaining blood away from his hand, using the amulet to dismiss the suit.
Sorry about that, Zecora, just... I got back from stopping a robbery and saving a family from a fire.
A robbery, you say? Tell me what happened. What events transpired in this play?
Scorn shook his head.
Isn't really anything special, but it was the hook, line, and sinker. I needed to jumpstart my reputation. So now, ponies will either revere or fear me.
And why were you running like you caused an uproar? You look as if you were chased by a wild boar.
Scorn rose an eyebrow as the two collected the plant Zecora dropped.
Is a boar pink, overly affectionate, and will stop at nothing to hug you?
Zecora fired that look right back before realizing who he was talking about. Laughing as they went back into her hut, she dropped the ingredients off at the side desk near a cauldron.
Oh, Picamina Diane Pie. A brash pony who's insistent on partying until she dies. If you are the one to rescue her, then ponies will most definitely label you hero and villain in a blur.
Really?
He sat down on a stump remade as a seat.
So why would saving that mare boost my rep?
She is known as the one to always bring laughter, an element of harmony she bears to make every pony stay brighter. Every pony loves her, and thus in turn they will love a hero who can hold his liquor.
She handed him a glass of green liquid, which he downed with a few scrunches of the face.
Your taste in booze is powerful, Zecora. I'm surprised they don't go to the local pub.
The zebra shrugged as she went back to work. Yawning after a night like tonight, Scorn figured that he could sleep in peace knowing that he did get what he wanted. Lying back in his cot, he closed his eyes as his gaze was fixed on the moon. Slowly falling into slumber, Zecora watched him, a small smile forming on her face.
A hero you try to be, yet a villainous streak you leave. A Dark Guardian is birthed this day, and your name, from all mouths of ponies, will they say. I'm telling you, this guy came out of nowhere!
Pinkie Pie bounced around the interior of Ponyville's residential library. Her friends all gathered to hear the story of what happened at the bank in Sugar Cube Corner.
He was super duper terrifically amazing, but also dark and broody like Batman.
Her best friend, a cyan Pegasus, hovered above her.
It's true, Twi, I saw this all myself. The gal was fighting off some mares trying to rob the Ponyville bank, then when one of them shot a beam of magic at the Sugar Cube Corner, she jumped in to save them. It was so wickedly awesome of how she moved.
A white unicorn crossed her arms, showing an uncertain expression.
While I agree with you, Rainbow Dash, darling, I simply can't approve of what has happened after.
Rainbow Dash blinked before remembering the slaughter that occurred after Pinky's rescue.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
An orange earth pony tipped her hat back, the same expression as the white unicorn, rarity donning her face as well.
I gotta say, with everything that's happened, I can't tell if this feller's rotten or not. She saved the cake family and Pinky, that much I'm forever grateful for, but there has never been a single murder in Equestria for years.
A purple unicorn sat along her friends, her hand pressed to her chin as she looked down.
The law made such a hideous crime punishable by execution in the past. Now? It's a banishment to the moon for a year. Wait, banishment to the moon? Can any pony even survive up there?
Twilight hummed as she leaned back.
I can bet that Princess Celestia and Princess Luna could. After all, the Elements of Harmony were going to banish the latter to the moon herself, but they only changed her back while dispelling the spirit of Luna's grief into the Everfree until about 2 years ago. However, I don't think the normal ponies would survive without their intervention, so it's possible.
The purple unicorn shook her head as she stood up.
But that doesn't matter. Ponyville, and by extension, Equestria, is being greeted with some sort of new neutral force. Many say that she's a hero, and some say that she's a monster for what she did to that mare.
Rainbow tilted her head.
So, like, an anti-hero? I would say more along the lines of a lethal protector, yes, but without seeing her, I wouldn't be sure myself.
She turned to the desk that she sat at.
I should write to Princess Celestia about this. She may know more about this than we do.
Pinky jumped up again, raising her hand high into the air.
Oh, we should throw a party! Pinky, don't be silly. Actually, Sugar Cube, that might not be such a bad idea.
Applejack scratched the back of her head.
Now, despite killing the poor girl, she did save many more lives today and yesterday. And if it ain't for that, at least celebrate her heroism a bit. Plus, if you're so keen on pulling the princess into this, y'all can invite her down to meet her if she comes.
Pinky stared at Applejack with a bewildered expression.
Wait, what do you mean?
Applejack turned back to Pinky, confused as well.
Huh? What do I mean by what? You're all calling him a she. He's not a girl.
A collective chuckle came from the group, save for a shy yellow Pegasus in the corner.
Oh, Pinky, you're such a card. Of course this hero's a girl. There ain't never been a stallion in Equestria for, like, thousands of years. Really? Well, she did have a penis.
The laughter died as all eyes were on Pinky now.
What? I saw it under a suit. I'd say maybe 6 or 7 inches, and his voice didn't sound feminine.
Twilight narrowed her eyes.
Pinky, are you absolutely sure? Cross my heart, Twilight.
The purple pony said nothing for a moment, and then spun around.
Barb, take a letter, quickly! This must get to the princess immediately!
Chapter 2, Picnic in the Everfree.
Okay, just a little more, Applejack.
Pinky ushered her farm pony friend forward, stepping back with her as she carried a speaker the size of both of them. Grunting, as she made a few more steps forward, she halted when Pinky stopped her.
That'll do, set her down.
Applejack huffed as she set the speaker down, brushing off her arms, and she wiped her hands clean of dust.
Thanks, Applejack. This will work perfectly. No problem, Pinky. Do you need any help getting the other speaker up here? Oh no, Vinyl said that was the only speaker that was detached from her setup. She'll handle the rest.
Applejack nodded, heading towards the exit of Town Hall.
Whatever you say, Pinky. I'm gonna go see how the food's going at Sweet Apple Acres. Okie dokie.
Pinky waved to her friend as she left, turning to another as she flew up to her.
Hey, Pinky, I know you usually get everything under control when it comes to parties, but how exactly are you gonna get him to come here? Because he doesn't look like the type of guy who likes parties.
Pinky giggled, patting Rainbow Dash's arm.
Don't be silly, Dashy. Every pony likes parties. He just needs a little push to come out of his shell, and the costume. Okay, but that still doesn't answer my question.
Pinky bounced over to a window, Dash following close behind. Opening the window to Town Hall, she took in a deep breath.
Help! Help! Rape! Rape!
Rainbow Dash's jaw dropped as she heard this, watching in awe as Pinky pulled out an envelope and attached it to a balloon. Sticking it outside, she released the letter, letting it float up and out of view.
There, now he'll definitely get the invitation.
She bounced back to where she came from to continue preparations as Rainbow just hovered there, eyes wide and jaw slack. She shook her head, clearing her thoughts and leveling out her mind.
Okay, wow. I didn't expect that.
She turned and went back in to help Pinky with the preparations.
Hopefully he won't be pissed with the way he got it.
No more than a second later after she said that, she could have sworn she heard someone yell outside. Blinking, she perked up with an ear to listen. What the fuck? She deadpanned as she recognized the voice.
Yep, he's pissed. An invitation?
Scorn sat on his usual spot in Sakura's hut as she took the note that he was lured to, reading it to herself as the human rolled his wrist.
Yeah, it's a party made specifically for me, apparently, but who sends an invite by balloon after screaming bloody murder about a rape?
Sakura let out a hearty laugh as the human she cared for placed his face in his hands.
Jesus, is this mare always like this?
Unfortunately, her attitude is her character. Such eccentric behavior is meant for joy and pleasantries with nothing sinister.
Scorn huffed, as he looked back down at the invitation.
Well, it says here that they want to celebrate the fact that they have a new hero in town. I'd wager it's mostly for what happened a week ago with Sugarcube Corner burning down and that robbery.
Ah, I see. If it is for you, this conversation, I will not peddle. Will you be going to the party to meddle?
I don't know.
Zecora rose an eyebrow.
Oh? And why is that? Is there perhaps something amiss striking you like a bat?
Scorn's eyes read through the letter, his eyes focusing on two names, Princess Celestia and Princess Luna.
Well, the two monarchs that wanted me enslaved and made me into a breeding bull for the ponies of Equestria are gonna be there. So, I don't know if I can take a confrontation with them without it going bad.
Zecora's expression softened. She learned by Scorn's words as a child that Celestia and Luna were the ones to bring him here, to this world, with near-wiped memories. To be honest, she didn't expect the fair maidens that ran this country to do such a thing, even if the intent was for their kingdom. Every pony is entitled to a choice, and right now, this was up to him.
I cannot make you stay, but I also cannot make you go and play. This is your decision, whether you go and mingle, or stay in derision.
Scorn scanned the paper one last time, sighing as he put it down on his lap.
The party's later today, in the afternoon.
He turned his eyes to Zecora, licking his lips before popping the question.
Look, Zecora, I don't think I should, but do you think you can go for me?
Go for you? To become a substitute, how can one pursue?
Hey, I'm only asking, Zecora. I can't go, even if I wanted to. If I went there and ran into Celestia and Luna, I don't know what would happen.
He looked down as Zecora slowed her stirring, the two of them knowing what he'd said was a lie.
Well, actually, no. We both know what would happen. It reacts to vulnerabilities, the corruption.
Yes, a grave consequence for weakness. You must be strong, everlasting, and never show such meekness. If you are reunited with your would-be captors, you would lose yourself and become like a raptor.
Scorn snorted at the analogy Zecora used, but otherwise it didn't correct her. She was right, in a sense. After taking a large spoon out of the cauldron, Zecora nodded to herself.
Very well. I will go, but only till sunset rings its bell.
Scorn looked back up at her as he willed his suit away, giving a smile to her as she walked over, placing a hand on her shoulder.
Thanks, Z. I'll hold down the fort while you're gone.
That would be most favorable. Finding my toxins and potions gone when I return would not be enjoyable. Don't fret any further. I will attend, and your name I will murmur.
She turned away as he got up, walking to the cauldron as she put on her old cloak. Bidding Scorn farewell, she made her way down the path towards Ponyville. Little did she know that some pony else was there in the trees, watching carefully before turning and speeding off in the other direction. Now, this is just a bullshit around, but is it wrong of me to just randomly ship Scorn and Zecora, like thinking Scorn is just fucking ramming her every night? Oh my god, I think it's just the sugar. The sugar is getting me. Anyway, here are our very ecstatic donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe9852, Dospo, Rhiny Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, John Becker, and Leon Reynolds. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.